Longtime Orange County Latino activist Amin David passed away over the weekend after a long battle with cancer. He was 83 years old. David was the founder of Los Amigos, a civil rights group born out of the struggle between minority communities and police in the city of Anaheim. Gustavo Arellano is here with a remembrance. He's the editor of the OC Weekly, and this is, of course, KCRW's Orange County Line. Hi, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
David was a Mexican immigrant himself. Tell us a little bit about how he came to Orange County and got involved in civil rights work.
I rarely use the word titan of a particular field. Very few people really deserve it, but really Amin was one of those people. Pioneering Latino civil rights leader, born in Chihuahua to a Lebanese father. They came to the United States originally to El Paso. Amin David eventually ended up in Southern California, attended school, originally wanted to be a dentist like his dad, ended up in Cal State LA, met his wife. They ended up having their family up in LA, and then about, it would be in the early 1970s, they started working in Orange County, ended up buying a home in Anaheim. And around that time in 1978 was the Little People's Park riot, where police went into a Chicano barrio and started beating up people really for no reason. And out of the ashes of that came Los Amigos.
Well, let's talk about Los Amigos. It was at the center of those civil rights battles involving Latinos. What were some of the major issues that the group and David tackled?
What's amazing about Los Amigos, which still continues to this day, by the way, they meet every Wednesday at Jaeger House, a German restaurant in Anaheim. It was actually started at the behest of the Republican mayor at the time of Anaheim, Bill Tom. And Tom went to these Latino activists and said, hey, let's get a bunch of you together. Let's you guys talk to me. What's wrong with the city? And let's do something about it. And nowadays, in this day and age of rhetoric, divisional rhetoric, it's absolutely amazing, but it stuck. So in those days, there was a lot of police, police profiling, police brutality. This is 1978. And then all the big Latino issues that have happened in Orange County, there's been a lot in the past four decades, were either first addressed at Los Amigos or you started getting your ground troops to be able to take on those struggles. Everything from immigrant rights, school issues, the rise of politicians, or people would actually just go literally something as simple as, I need to pay my utility bill. Can I pass a hat around and get some money to do that? Really revolutionary group.
We remember Amin David. Speaking of immigrants' rights, Gustavo, immigration continues to be at the forefront of the presidential race as well. We have two candidates coming to Anaheim this week, Bernie Sanders, who will be speaking at the convention center there tomorrow, and then Donald Trump speaking at the convention center on Wednesday. And I shudder to think whether there will be any overlap of these two crowds.
Well, Anaheim, as we've talked about here before, is Orange County's most riot-happy city. I'm sure there's going to be a huge police presence there on Wednesday especially, but there will be a lot of protesters. If Amin was alive, he would have probably been there at the front lines, protesting peacefully, but also, going back to Los Amigos, which in Spanish means the friends, also, again, espousing this really radical rhetoric of, hey, let's talk about it. Let's all talk together and unite this country instead of dividing it like other people would like to do. And if any of the KCRW listeners want to really honor his legacy, his family's not having any funeral, any of that, not asking for any donations, really the best way to honor him is by helping someone.
Well, it's always good to do no matter what the occasion, right, Gustavo?
Especially for someone like Amin, like really just a titanic revolutionary figure in Orange County history. So may he rest in peace.
Yeah, indeed. Gustavo Arellano with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Gustavo, thank you.